Et un monstre dans la main, et un autre.
You're listening to Sound Forms with your host, Peter Wetzler, and this month we're featuring conversations with and the music of Kingston residents Rebecca Martin and her husband, Larry Grenadier. Rebecca is a singer-songwriter par excellence, and she's made a huge impact in our community as an activist who started the Kingston Victory Garden Project, which put a garden in City Hall and schools and neighborhoods in Kingston. And I feel so lucky that she inveigles her husband Larry into doing extraordinary concerts like a duo night with Pat Metheny for the Land Trust and concerts for the Queen's Gallery Kitchen, among countless other events. She's currently director of the Kingston Land Trust, in addition to being a mom, and it's been really great having them as friends and neighbors. I'm thrilled to share some new music from them, as well as some old and things that have inspired them as well. So let's get started with a piece by Rebecca Martin from her recent album, and a piece that will be released very shortly on ECM of Larry Grenadier's new ensemble, not new ensemble, old ensemble. These are guys he's been playing with for years, called Fly.
You get blue like everyone, but me and Grandpa Joe can make your troubles go away, blow away. There they go. Cheer up, Charlie. Give me a smile. What happened to that smile I used to know? Don't you know your grin has always been my sunshine? Let that sunshine show. Come on, Charlie, no need to frown. Deep down you know the world is still your toy. When the world gets heavy, never pitter-patter, hop and atom boy. Someday, sweet as a song, Charlie's lucky day will come along. Till that day, you've got to stay in strong. Charlie, up on top is right where you belong. Look up, Charlie, you'll see a star. Just follow it and keep your dream in view. Pretty soon the sky is gonna clear up, Charlie. Cheer up, Charlie. Do. Cheer up, Charlie. Just be glad you're you.
Thank you. Okay.
You get blue like everyone, but me and Grandpa Joe, right here on, look in here, Mike, can make your troubles go away, blow away, there they go. Cheer up, Charlie. Are you done?
And that was Charlie. Charlie, son of Rebecca Martin and Larry Grenadier, our guests today on Sound Forms. And we started the set off with another tune from Rebecca's album, When I Was Long Ago, recorded in 1919. We're in 2000, aren't we? Which was recorded in 2011. Then we followed that with a cut from Fly, the trio with Larry Grenadier, which is coming out shortly on ECM Records. And that was a cut called Brother Sister. And one of the things I really like doing with my guests is, in addition to having them bring something that they're working on, is to have them bring something that has inspired or influenced them. So let's jump in there with our conversation with Rebecca Martin and Larry Grenadier.
I did.
Clouds.
Well, you know why I did this? It's because when you talk about or ask to bring something that was inspiring, I mean, that's so tough, because at what point in your chronology? I could have brought 50 CDs.
Yeah.
But for me, did you bring something too that
it did.
Inspired you? What did you bring?
Well, you know, it is a hard question because there's so much stuff, but I kind of just picked something that I had heard when I was a kid that inspired me, and then I revisited it about 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And it, you know how that happens,
where
it's like, wow, this is still really great, and you can see how it had an effect on me.
What was it?
It's an early Weather Report record. I sing Bonnie Electra.
Oh.
And I'd heard it when I was probably 14.
Thank you.
Tune, because it set all these sections, and it really does feel like the history of the world, the history of music, because it's very primitive stuff, and then it's completely modern. And it's one of the best synth sounds I've ever heard in my life for about 2.5 seconds. It's there.
When you get an idea, do you both ways? Do you grab onto a lyric and then search for a melody to
catch the lyric, or do you start with a melody, find the lyric to go with the melody? Which way do you go?
Bass notes and harmony. That's always first. It's never different. I write the same way every time.
You never write lyrics first.
Nope. So I come up with a progression that I think sounds great and that has an interesting bass movement to the best of my ability of being able to hear something. And they're short forms.
Yeah. And then,
comes a melody. And generally the melody is embedded in the harmony, finding, which is very limiting for my voice, because my voice can do a lot more than the melodies that I'm writing, but it's still really hip and fun and inspiring. And then what I do is find words that help to give real form to the melody. And it's every time, and from that process of just singing the melody over and over again, out will come sounds, vowels, then out will come a word. And some of the words are bizarre. Like, I was writing this tune called Learning, and, you know, I was singing the melody, and out came grizzle. This word, grizzle. And I'm like, grizzle? Grizzle? And I go right to the dictionary, and I look up, and grizzle is a word, and it has about 15 different meanings. And as I'm going down, boom, it's like something gives me these words, these clues that inspire. Oh my God, grizzle means, one of its meanings is a dark, shadowy corners. And it suddenly gives me this image of where I was in that moment, which was my bedroom in this new house in Kingston, and in a bedroom of pine and grizzle. It's her home now. And that's how these lines start to shape from, and those words actually define the melody so that I can sing the melody without going da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da-da. Now I have different vowels that actually make the melody from this to more angular, which gives it this body that separates it from the harmony, and then you can phrase it any which way you want, because it has the shape that's contrasts for me from the roundness of the harmonic parts of the song every time. And
what's
it's really
that song?
Fun.
Do you have it? You want to play it?
I don't have it.
Oh.
But I mean, I'm going to sing one, and every song's the same. Yeah. So, and that's the challenge too, because sometimes I don't want that challenge. Sometimes I'm just, you know, and at this point in my life, I'm not writing as much, but it's because I'm experiencing my life and I'm storing up. And someday there's going to be a lot of songs that will result from this time period. There's no doubt, because all these memories and things that you see and smells and all that stuff, it's all potent.
That part of the interview took place in the kitchen over tea. And then we moved into the studio, which in my case is a church that was built in 1860 in the Rondout. Rebecca pulled out her guitar in the studio and launched into a new song that she's working on now.
Is this something you're working on?
Yeah, well, it's done, but it's new. Done.
Let's hear.
All right. She wanted to go it alone, 'cause she needed to win. Under brick and mortar and stone, the fisticuffs flew from a sordid heart that's beholden to no one. Smiling from ear to ear for the people to see, in her mind she's perfectly clear, but the rivers run deep like a soldier with orders beholden to no one. For
to cry, if only I could leave you all behind. Up till now, I've refused to fly, though take the I'll be more careful the next time. The wind blows broken wings. Outside, the measures were bold and the stakes were raised. Into the warmth of his arms, at the end of the day, and he holds her, she holds him, they're grateful for each day.
Beholden.
Mm. Is this a new
new
album
song?
You're working on?
Yeah, we're going in next month. We're doing a duo record to tape with a musician named Pete Rendy, who's going to be recording it. Mm. It's going to be called Twain.
Funny day, looking for laughter and finding it there. Sunny day, prating wildflowers and leaves in my hair. Picked up a pencil and wrote, I love you, in my finest hand. Wanted to send it, but I don't know where I stand. Telephone, even the sound of your voice is still new. All alone in California and talking to you, and feeling too foolish and strange to say it's too early, 'cause I don't know where I stand. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Crickets call, courting their ladies in star-dappled green. Thickets tall until the morning comes up like a dream. All muted and misty, so drowsy now, I'll take what sleep I can. I know that I miss you, but I don't where I stand. I know that I miss you, but I don't know where I stand. Do, 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 do.
one of my favorite songs by our guests today, Rebecca Martin, who visited me here at the church with her husband, Larry Grenadier. It's called A Million Miles, and it's from the 2008 release called The Growing Season. Before that, we heard the title track from the album Thoroughfare, recorded over 13 years ago. And we started the set with a classic that Rebecca brought over, the cut entitled I Don't Know Where I Stand from Joni Mitchell's Clouds album. And now back to Larry Grenadier.
Song's called Kingston.
Nice.
My song. I wrote this. So this, the cool thing about this band is it's my old friends, so Jeff Ballard, who I've been playing drums since I was like 16 or 17 years old, and Mark Turner, who plays saxophone, I've known for 20 something years too. So we just kind of got to get this band together, just had a desire to play together in this environment, you know, with no chordal instrument. So we all write specifically for this band, knowing that there's not gonna be no chords. It's a unique thing. It's been a challenge to figure out how to write for it. But it ends up what it being is it's a real brings together all our influences. You know, it's like it's jazz, but it's also got some classical. It's got some, we have like some more rhythm and blues stuff, soul music that we love. You know, it's got basically everything that we grew up listening to, and we share a lot of the same history of what we grew up listening to. So it really works out. Done two records for ECM, this one, and our first one was on another label, Savoy, but this will be a third record. Avatar, power station, and you know, with ECM's got a really a thing that's worked for them for the whole time they've been around, I think since 1970, that they keep it very simple the way they make a record. You know, you record for 2 days, mix the next day, and then it's done. Third day, you got a record, wow. And it works. You know, for what it is. Yeah, almost. Not quite, but yeah. Actually, I mean, not to sound presumptuous, but the concept, the idea, the seed for the song came from, I was getting into Webern, which I had never listened to, and so I got this complete Webern, which isn't that much, actually, it's like 3 CDs, and there's one piece for orchestra he wrote where the bass starts out and he plays it's all half steps, but they're separated by octaves, so it's kind of deceptive how close the notes are together.
Well, it's
It's Opus 31. I think it's called. I'll have to send it to you. It's a beautiful piece. It's really. I mean, I like Webern a lot now. I mean, the use of space is unbelievable. And it made sense with this, because there's so much space in this band, too. But anyway, so the idea of playing notes that are really close together, but making it sound like they're not half steps, you know? So that was the initial idea. Variation for orchestra. It's Opus 30. Three basic sections to this tune. This is the end of the second section.
Yeah.
And they kind of remind me of the aspects of Kingston, like, you know, how Kingston is not one thing, it's on some different levels. And it kind of, to me, each one kind of captured one part of what I feel like about Kingston.
Is it called Kingston?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Larry, what a treat to hear your music. It's great. So you got 12 pieces on this?
Uh-huh.
Did you guys, like, each do 4 pieces?
Not really. Basically, I only did one. Did I do two? No, one tune, and then the other guys did a couple tunes, and quite a few of those are improvised pieces that we
just did on the spot. Yeah.
So that's kind of the thread running through it, but
yeah,
we, you know, it's like I write very slowly and only when I need to.
Yeah.
So I'll have to wait till the next record before I write again. Maybe, I don't know, but it's painstaking for me. But
that's great.
We just bring in stuff as it comes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
But this is what I mean, you know, that weather report was such a big piece of that, of everybody listening to everything and just putting that into the music and not thinking about, oh, well, is this jazz or is this, you know, it's like, who thinks about that when you're making music? You know, it always comes after the fact. And to me, the music that really seeps into me is music that doesn't have any sort of boundaries or doesn't think about genre at all. Thank you.
That was one of our guests on Sound Forms today, the remarkable bass player Larry Grenadier, with his trio Fly from their upcoming ECM release. So look for it in a few months, and I want to thank Larry and Rebecca Martin for coming in, and Rebecca for gracing us with a live rendition of one of her new songs, and for all of her tireless work bringing consciousness and environmental awareness to the city of Kingston, and her work with the Kingston Land Trust. We're running out of time, so I want to go out with one more track from the soon-to-be-released second album on ECM with the trio Fly. And apologies to our listeners and Larry that I'll have to fade it out, so you'll just have to buy the album to see how the song ends. Next month there'll be a surprise for both you and me, because I haven't booked our next guest yet, so check the calendar for the last Thursday in March to see who will be featuring on Sound Forms with your host, Peter Wetzler.